Hello. So this is Paramit this evening. I'm on the sofa and I've got Padma Shuri with me. So we've been trying to do a little chat, interview, conversation with one of the male public preceptors and one of the female public preceptors. But this evening it's been quite hard to find people because most of the college is going off out to see a movie, a Wim Wenders movie, I believe. Some of us haven't gone, so I managed to grab Padma Shuri, but I couldn't get a hold of any of the men.
Well, when Bunty gave me my name, Padma Shuri, he did bring out both the masculine and feminine aspects of Padma, being the more traditionally feminine qualities and Shuri being the more traditional masculine qualities. So maybe I'll just...
You can be both.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So the idea of these is just to give people who are following the audio booms... Yep. A bit of a sense of how the college meeting's going, what we're doing, you know. Just a little bit of a sense of who we are and what we're up to. So okay. I think this is day four or three or something. Day four. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple of days at the beginning where we met in our coolers.
We did.
So Padma Shuri and I, we were in the women's cooler. Mm-hmm. Actually, we haven't really said much about that. Do you want to say a little bit about how that was?
Yeah.
First couple of days?
Yeah, it was good. We were straight into business. Well, having said that, you know, we started off... This is the women's cooler. Women from different parts of the world. I mean, it's mostly UK-based, but we've got Mega over here from Australasia. And
that's it this time.
That's it, isn't it, this time?
Yes. Yeah, those some of us do work in those other areas a bit. Sangadevi in America.
But. That's right. So after, you know, fairly brief tuning in with each other, we then got down to business. One of the things we're looking at quite a lot is bringing in the next generation of public preceptors. So we just had quite a long discussion around that, and we've done this in previous meetings, but I think we're feeling more and more this is... We've just got to get on with this. We've just got to do it. We've got to bring in new people. We need to train them up, and all sorts of ideas of actually training people who even might become public preceptors in the future, not necessarily right now. Mm.
Great. Yeah. That sounds quite stimulating. I found it stimulating.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah, it was stimulating, and it's really good to think about the future. Yeah. A lot of us are in our 60s now, and, you know, there will be an end to this.
Mm, yeah, exactly. Great. And speaking of new public preceptors, actually, we've got a new public preceptor in this meeting. We've got Punyamala.
We've got Punyamala, which is great.
Yeah.
So Punyamala, who lives up in Sheffield, and this is her... first meeting, and she's, I think this is partly Punyamala's character, you know, she's a very good listener, so she sort of sits there and you feel as somebody is just taking it all in. And she gave her life story the first evening, which is a great way of introducing herself to the whole college.
Yeah, to the men and women.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought she didn't say loads in the meeting, in the cooler meeting, as you say, she's obviously listening and just... Mm. Feeling her way in, but actually I felt that the comments she did make were very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And sometimes it's quite interesting how somebody coming in to something can get a sense that maybe things we take for granted.
That's right.
Yeah, so I can't remember the detail, but I do remember a couple of times her saying, oh, but, you know, have we thought about something? Yeah. And actually that was quite useful.
Yeah,
it just
very
kind
useful.
Of opened something up a bit, I remember. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So the fact that Punyamala's in this meeting and that we're talking about, you know, looking ahead, succession planning, future public preceptors. In the other interviews that we've done the last couple of days, we've picked up on that, actually. Mm-hmm. We've been looking at the theme of transitions. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of transitions happening in this college meeting, and you, your very self, are part of one. You are one of those transitions,
I am. So
I'm going to say a little
about
bit about that.
So I'm stepping down as one of the deputy chairs of the college, deputy chair to Dharmarati. So I've done this, I'd hardly call it a job, I don't know what it is. I've taken on this responsibility for the last 10 years. Mm. When Dharmarati first became the chair of the college, when Subhuti was stepping down, myself and Padma Vajra were the two deputy chairs at that time. 5 years later, you know, that was kind of reviewed and I carried on for another 5 years and that's come to an end now.
Mm. Has that been onerous, difficult, challenging, fun?
It's probably been a bit of all of those. I mean, it was interesting. At the beginning, I had only been in the college, I think, about a year and a half when I stepped into that position, and I really didn't know what it would mean. And I hardly knew Dharmarati. I'd hardly had a conversation with him, and I didn't even know that he was sort of probably being slightly set up to be the next chair of the college. But so that was, oh, that's interesting, Dharmarati the next chair. And then the next thing was I found myself being elected as one of the deputy chairs. And I remember Padmavajra, Dharmarati and I sitting around together. The particular meeting at the time was at Tara Loka. And sort of saying, oh, gosh, right, well, we don't really know each other very well. And we were talking about what Myers-Briggs types we were and what astrological signs we were and how we might work together because of that.
Secrets of the college.
But it actually has been a great delight working with Dharmarati. I had the great pleasure of working with him very soon after that meeting. I was going out to India to do some write-ups for the Karuna newsletter. And Dharmarati, when he heard that I was going, said, oh, I wonder if I could come along and do the photographs, which he did. So we ended up spending 2 or 3 weeks very much in each other's company, not particularly to do with the college, but really getting to know each other, which I think really sealed something for the way, you know, I was able to feel quite comfortable in his company over the following years.
Great. I mean, interestingly, I did an interview with you, Padmasuri, on the sofa last year. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, the last college meeting in November.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the context was or what I'd asked you, but you actually just quite spontaneously rejoiced in Dharmarati,
didn't
you? I remember
that, yes, I did. Yeah. Which was delightful. I can't remember what I said
now. But yeah, but it was delightful. Yeah. You talked a bit about working with him and about how you felt, you know, how much he'd done for the college.
Yeah, well, he really has. Yeah.
So he's stepping down as well. That's a big transition.
It is.
About to happen. And I know we're going to, Mokshananda, I believe, is making a little video in which people are going to be rejoicing in Dharmarati. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to ask you to repeat what you said or even too much, because I know you've been interviewed for that video, haven't you?
I have. Yeah.
But, you know, just given that you've worked so closely with him, given that, I mean, 10 years is a long time.
It is.
For you to have been deputy, it's a long time for him to have held that, being chair of the college.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, even just in a few words, something that might summarise your impression of what that 10 years, you know, what transitions have happened in that, since we're talking about transitions.
Yeah. I think Dharmarati is a very unusual and quite exceptional kind of person. He's someone with a huge vision, and yet he's very consensual. So he's got both those, which I think is rare, because I think quite often you have leaders who, you know, have got enormous vision and things, but they're sort of so way ahead of everybody that, you know, everybody sort of follows, you know, you more like to follow behind. Whereas Dharmarati is so different from that. He wants to hear what other people have to say. And I've always felt, you know, say, working a bit closer with him through certain meetings and things, that he's always been interested in what I have to say. He wants to draw me out. So what do you mean by that, Padmasuri?
Yeah.
He really is interested. Yeah, and he's great. He can work with so many different kinds of people.
Yeah.
And I know he has great respect from people all over the world.
Yeah, quite diverse people.
He's very, very diverse people. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I've known Dharmarati now for, well, I knew him before we separately got involved in the movement. So I've known him for 40 years or something.
Yeah. You're siblings, really.
We are siblings. And we have quite a lot in common in our backgrounds. So we get on very well, and I've worked quite closely with him as well, and I can really see what you're saying, you know.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that, one of the things I find quite interesting is that Dharmarati often does have a very strong sense of the principle of the thing.
He does. Yeah.
So he even kind of knows where he thinks something should be moving towards. But he'll do it in a way that allows people to feel that they've really been taken into consideration.
That's right. That's right. So you're there with him. So when he's got to where he's going, you are completely there with him.
Which I think is a real skill.
It is.
Partly where I think it comes from in a way with him, I mean, I think there's all sorts of reasons, but he's got such a curiosity about life.
He has.
And about people.
He has.
So he really genuinely wants to know what people think about something.
That's right, that's right. So. And he delights in life. I mean, I think his name means something, he who delights in the Dhamma. But actually he delights in everything.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, use our interview too much on that, but I've just been in Mexico with Dhammarati. We were there for a couple of meetings, and it was great. It's the first time he'd been there, and I mean, of course, he was totally fascinated by everything about Mexican culture, and it was quite, quite mainly delightful. Sometimes it's a bit frustrating because he constantly asks me questions I don't know the answers to.
To rein in a bit. Yeah, then,
that's my shortcoming rather than his.
Yeah,
great. So that's, so you're changing, I was going to say you're transitioning, but it's not quite the right word.
I think that's the right, right word.
You will be stopping being deputy.
Yes.
But you'll be carrying on in the college and working with the women's cooler,
Yes.
We don't know yet who might take your place as
the
deputy.
We don't know. In a couple of days, we're going to be having discussions. Probably it'll start off in our different coolers because we need one male and one female deputies, chairs. So I think we'll discuss those separately in our cooler, come up with possible suggestions, then bring it to the bigger meeting.
So there will be a process.
There is a process, in which, definitely.
So it's
they
not
have to be
that,
elected.
Yeah. So it's not that Sadoloka, who's the next chair, will choose his deputies.
No. I mean, he'd have to feel that he could work with those people, and they'd have to feel they could work with him. But I'd like to think in the college that when it comes down to it, anyone could work with anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if I think about Sadoloka, I can't really think of anybody who would not be able to work with him. I think that's right.
No,
great. And so just before we finish, anything else that you've... What have you enjoyed in these days?
In these last 4 days?
The last 4 days. So we had 2 days in coolers.
2 days in coolers.
And we've just had 2 days of study with Subhuti.
Yeah.
And a couple of things in the evenings.
Yes. Went to see a movie last night, Boyhood. I'll start with that. That was great. Went to see that movie in Ledbury. There's for those of you who are listening to this, there's this charming little theatre in Ledbury itself. Yeah. So anyway, we went there, saw that. And just, I think, being with the company of other, you know, friends in the Dhamma. I think I've enjoyed it. All the cooler meetings, I think, were constructive. We didn't have enough time. We will have to come back to some of the issues we were discussing. And the study with Subhuti, he very much does it seminar style, so he does all the talking. And I found some of that very inspirational, and some of it's a bit above me. When he goes into more of the philosophy and Schopenhauer and things, I can lose it. But, you know, we've just come out of a session of that now, so I haven't digested it really at all.
Yeah.
But it's great. You know, Subhuti at his best.
Great. Yeah. I tell you, I really enjoyed the evening that we rejoiced in yourself and Manjivadra.
It was a lovely evening.
It was so delightful. Yeah. So Manjivadra has retired, for the time being anyway, from the college. He's setting up a kind of slightly different lifestyle. I said something about that in the first interview that Vidyatara did with me, to kind of set the scene. And one of the things that was so delightful was that we all know each other. Well, many of us have known each other for a long time.
We have.
Yeah, and that really showed in the rejoicings. You know, I thought people's rejoicings were... I thought Nagi Bodhi was great when he rejoiced in Manjivadra. I mean, I think everybody was. I'm picking him out because something about the way he did it was quite... He said, if this was your funeral, this would be an obituary. But thankfully, it's not your funeral, which I thought was a quite original opening.
Yes, and he did say we'd save a few things back for the funeral.
Yeah, so it was an original opening to rejoicing in merits. But, you know, I really enjoyed that. And, of course, Dhammadena, who's known him for Manjivadra for an extremely long time. And yourself.
Yeah. Obviously, these are rather different rejoicings. Manjivadra, because he's retiring from the college as such. And for myself, it was just people rejoicing in me for 10 years of being the deputy chair, but I'm not retiring. It was really, really lovely. Yeah. Three people sort of said quite a bit. I think they'd been primed to do some rejoicings in me. And then it was a free-for-all, and a number of people said some very lovely things about me. And I felt, what you said about we really know each other well. And I think between, you know, me being it and being rejoiced in, I just felt actually there was quite a broad sweep of knowledge of me from different areas. And it was, yes, I felt bathed in a lot of metta and a lot of gratitude and
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I see there's something about just sitting in that room and people quite spontaneous, some prepared, but a lot of very spontaneous rejoicing in both of you. And I really enjoyed Ratna Darni's rejoicing in you, where she was, you know, because quite a lot of people had underlined your qualities of being sensible and being balanced. And anybody that knows Padmasuri will recognise those qualities. But she was able to bring another kind of aspect of good fun and adventure.
She likes adventure. Ratna Darni and I have had some adventures together, getting lost and things, on long walks in Nereal Convento, various other things.
Wild boar, I seem to featured in one story. So, that was really nice to get that kind of rather multifaceted of both of you. So, great. Okay, so thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you.
So we're going to sign off now on the sofa. And tomorrow evening, hopefully, we'll have another couple of people to be interviewed. And I'm going to really thank you, Padmasuri, because I know you've got a little bit of a cold or something. Not a cold, you've had a sore throat.
I've got a bit of a sore throat, but it's fine.
Yeah, so it was
good
anyway,
talking to you, Parami.
Thank you for coming in and sitting on the sofa. And to all of you out there listening, just keep plugging in.